We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs, or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees, or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean... this place has been nothing but special for me, so I appreciate everything they do. It was really cool to hear, but I just knew I had to get my mind in the right place to figure out how I was going to attack the second half.
Rob DeLuce, what's going on, Rob? JM, you beautiful bastard.
Thank you.
Tell my wife. You, Ben, and our man Andrew make me feel brand new with these Knicks. And F. Rick Carlisle, always and forever, yes. Nowhere near Reggie in terms of, I don't hate Rick Carlisle. I have a lot of respect for Rick Carlisle, but yeah, not his best night. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you, man. Mitchell Berger, what's going on, Mitchell? Rest? Who needs it? Feet? Not that important. Hammies? Those grow back. Status? All medical. Oh man, I love it. I really do love it. It's fantastic. It is all medical. If he says the word medical in the presser tomorrow, I'm assuming they're going to get some kind of a presser out of Tibbs tomorrow. Actually, I don't know that, but it is all medical. It is all medical. Sam Garcia's dad with another one. Winner Brunson, unquestionable. Yeah. The ultimate winner, because all he does is care about winning, and all he care and all he's going to go out there and do, he's going to do what he needs to do to win games. That's it. That's all he's going to do. Doesn't care about anything else. Alex, John Macri, born to do post game live streams. No. Not tonight. Not tonight. I feel woefully unequipped tonight, if I'm being honest, but we try. We try. Hush Zoo. TJ is tough for Deuce, but he's playing him too high. I mean, that's a great call there, Hush. I, you want to be aggressive. You want to, but it's tough. You know what? You just actually prompted me to think of something. I don't want to spend too long on this, but I do want to see, because it feels like everything TJ McConnell gets, he gets in the short mid range. And just want to see on long twos this year, TJ McConnell, this is according to Clean the Glass. This is where it's tough, man. Long twos, Now, we didn't take, okay, so we didn't take a lot of them. In 70 games this year, TJ McConnell took 40 long twos. That's 2-point shots over 14 feet. He was 45% on those. Last year, in 75 games, he took 35 of those shots. He was 49% on them. So he's been steadily increasing his shot diet on those particular shots over the last couple of years. He hits about half of them. That's better odds than what you're getting right now. The tough part is like, all right, so how far do you want to play off of him? You want to play like 6, 7, 8 feet off of him? Then it's tough because then it's like, I mean, we see Josh Hart do this because you're giving him this runway. And if you give him that runway, and then it's like, all right, so now I'm playing 8 feet off of him. All right, well, if he's going full tilt, well, I got to start backing up, right? I got to start backing up. I got to start backing up. I got to start backing up. And all of a sudden, it's like you've just given a guy a runway into a 10-footer or a 12-footer. And then TJ from short mid-range, 300 short mid-rangers this year. My Lord. In 70 games, he had 51% of them. That's absurd. Last year, he was at 50% on 206 attempts. Like, this is what this guy does. So, you know, I think the way to guard TJ is you got to guard him with a combination of size and speed. I like Hart getting a chance on that. I like DiVincenzo getting a chance on that. I don't love it for Deuce. We'll see if Deuce could be better. Thanks, Hush. James Bucchio. What's going on, James? I hope I pronounced that last name correctly. First time, long time. Thanks. Welcome aboard. Great to have you. There was a possession early in the third where Isaiah Hartenstein followed Halliburton all around the floor, even chased through a screen so JB didn't have to switch. Ends with an iHeart block and an OG layup. Amazing. Let's go, Knicks. I vaguely, because I was, again, the third quarter was something else. I vaguely recall that. And you said it ended with an OG dunk. So I have the Hart block here. I think the one you're talking about, you're saying it was early in the third. So yeah. Isaiah Hartenstein was outstanding. Isaiah Hartenstein was a force of nature. Needed to do everything he did for them to win this game. Needed to take on the tough challenge, as you're alluding to right now. Fantastic, fantastic point. Truly. And there, and again, I tried to put a number on at the beginning of the post game. I don't know how many elite defensive possessions there were in the second half of that game. There were at least a dozen. And if we go back and rewatch it, we could find that there were 15 or closer to 20. I don't know, but that was one of them. Fantastic job, James, pointing that out. Rich Conforti, what's going on, Rich, my man? 25 years of whatever it was, and it was all worth it. It was all worth the wait for Brunson and this group. Love this team. Love KFS. Appreciate you, Rich. Appreciate our back and forth. And yeah, man, hard not to love it. Hard not to be swept up in the emotion, too. Thank you, Rich. Maple Maxo. I feel like we haven't heard from Maple Maxo for a while. What's going on, man? At the game tonight on the Chase Bridge with my dad. Oh, that must have been so cool. I'm jealous, obviously. Let it be known I got the F Reggie chant going. It was you. It was you. You. You're good, you. Can we win two more without OG? Yeah, we can. We can. It's not going to be easy. Precious is going to have to give us some of the games of his life. I think we're going to need Sims minutes. Like, I think they could do, like, here's the thing, like, you don't want to ask this of them, but like, it's a question of like, can they do it with seven guys? I'll tell you this. I believe in Jericho Sims. I believe in Jericho Sims. And despite the fact that he wasn't great tonight, I believe in Precious Achiuwa. Now, look, you'd love to get one of these next two games. Again, that's the thing. You'd love to get one of these next two. And obviously, if you get game three, you'd love to just get game four and be done with the thing. You'd love to get one of these next two games. If you don't, is it the end of the world? No, it's not the end of the world. You'd love to try to get one of the next two. Yeah. And then go from there. Thank you. Thank you, Maple Maxo. Davey Vickner, what's going on, Davey? How are you doing, man? Carlisle complained about the refs. The free throw differential was at their season average, and the fouls were about the same. Let me know when they get the game three treatment we got in round one. Yeah, I mean, look, it is what it is. I mean, I'll read the stats right now. Knicks tonight finished with... We finished with 22 free throws. They had 17. Yeah, I mean, come on. How about this, Rick? 57% from the field, your team gave up field goals. 46.7% from three. And how about this, Rick? You all missed seven free throws. You got to the line 17 times. You missed 10 of them. Or seven of them, excuse me. Turned the ball over nine times. This team never turns the ball over, the Pacers. They turned it over nine times tonight. And the Knicks capitalized on those opportunities. Knicks turned it over 11 times. Pacers got 14 points off that. Pacers turned it over nine times. Knicks got 14 points off that. And, you know, maybe tell your team to keep us off the glass. Now, I know that's part of your complaint, but still. 44-34. Rebounding margin. Lots to look in the mirror about if you're Indiana. And I'm not hearing it tonight. Sorry. Thank you, Davey. Ah! Goodness. I need a... Hold on. Andrew, come up here. Where are you here?
Yeah, what's up?
Hold on. I have to grab a bottle. I have to pour myself a little something to toast this gentleman.
Okay. Deal. So... what John, for the listeners, is reacting to is a very generous super chat
from
Makai Jaidi.
Jaidi.
Apologies if we got that name wrong.
I hope I didn't.
But thank you.
Toast to you, Makai. Appreciate y'all and the work you do. I love how Andrew just keeps drinking from the bottle. It's fantastic.
Where else am I going to drink it, John?
Woo! We have glassware. Don't want it to end anytime soon. The Brunson injury was a shot to the heart. The OG hamstring pop had me in tears. I wanted to see the potential of this team, and OG was hitting his stride a little too literally. Yeah. Here's what I'll say. And I said some version of this earlier, so I apologize if I'm repeating myself. Part of why we feel the way that we feel about this team is I don't know that we would be where we are at from an emotional standpoint if they were healthy. And I point that out here. That may seem obvious. Okay. It is. But the reason I point it out is because I just, for the life of me, the notion that they were going to, without Julius Randle, and now without Bojan Bogdanović, and now without Mitchell Robinson, the notion that they were going to get through two more, like, first of all, they need to get past this round. Assume they do. The notion they're going to get past Boston, presumably, and then get past whoever comes out of the West, at that bloodbath, my God. Because I can tell you right now, whoever comes out of the West, like, I want to try as best as we can to not focus on the what if and the what can't be this year, because it's all part of the story of why we feel the way we feel about this team. And I guess what I'm saying is it's like, it'll be our year. Like, the basketball gods, all they keep telling us is it's not your year, right? With all these injuries, they keep telling us it's not your year. It's not your year. It's not your year. I just don't want that to get us down, you know. And I'm not saying it is getting you down, Makai. I'm not phrasing this very well at all. But like, I guess, here's the best way I could put it. If they had a mostly full complement of players to the point where like you thought like, all right, they actually have enough to get through two more rounds. And if that was the case and an injury like this happened, then we'd be beside ourselves. Because it's like, oh my God, this was our chance after all these years, after 50 whatever years, 51 years. So I guess what I'm saying is like, I'm no better than everybody else who is counting this team out. Because I just don't think you can win a championship with like six players or seven players, whatever it is. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm appreciating what we have. I'm appreciating the moment. I'm trying to live in the moment. And if it is end up being one injury too many to the point where, like, you know, we can't get past someone, it is what it is. But like this stuff happens. I don't think this is our last best shot. I'll tell you that. You know, I don't know what they're going to do this summer. This is not our last best shot. I can promise you that. Thanks, Makai. That one got me thinking. That's because, man, they're close. They're close. This Boston team is not. They have an Achilles heel. Anyway, Bryce Biskey, what's going on, Bryce? Josh Hart is the 2015 Mets Daniel Murphy. That's an interesting comp. I think he's a better player than Daniel Murphy. I think. I remember 2015 Daniel Murphy very well. I remember that run. Yeah. That's a nice comp. I like it. Sergio Acosta, I want GMAC to always have the background music.
Got that right. Reggie Miller can get some. Oh no, I took your line. John, Reggie Miller can
get some. SG, what does that say? SG.
I believe that's S Gill.
S Gill. When Brunson came back out in the second half, it was equivalent to that scene in Karate Kid Part 1. Daniel LaRusso is going to fight. And then someone from the Pacers bench yelling, put him in a body bag, Johnny. No, not tonight. Not on our watch. Not on Jalen Brunson's watch. That's a great callback.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about our new sponsor, Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Knicks Film School Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System. And if you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Big Apple or at hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Don't hesitate. Go to unifiedhealing.com/KFS to learn more and find a center near you. Again, that's unifiedhealing.com/KFS. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Sam L. What's going on, Sam? Great to hear from you as always, especially with the Willis Reed. What is that? Not a the Avatar. That's what it was. That you've always had. TNT's broadcast is so anti-Knicks. Well, obviously they had freaking they flew fucking Reggie in. Come on. You know, it's like flying Donald Trump in to moderate a Democratic debate. I mean, it's that. I mean, that would. He wasn't there for his analysis. Let's just say that. Got to be a marketing thing at this point. Sometimes being the cornerstone of NBA viewership has its drawbacks. Well, I'd love NBC to get it back. That's what I'll tell you. I don't know if they will, or Amazon or whatever, but yeah. Thanks, Sam. Sam Garcia's dad with another one. The generosity tonight, Sam. Seriously, thank you again. Toast to you. A lot of you may be too young to remember, but the best Josh Hart comps I can come up with in New York sports history is Lenny Dykstra on the 86 Mets and Adam Graves on the cup-winning Rangers. He was Messier's Robin, and Hart is JB's Robin. I remember Adam Graves. I remember... So... Messier, and then obviously Richter and goalie. Graves was probably the third guy on that team, right? Andrew has a better memory on that than me. I'm too young for Dykstra. You know, so like, you know, I when I think of the 86 Mets, I think of obviously Strawberry and Doc and Keith and maybe Dykstra after that. I don't know. Andrew, you're better for this than me.
So look, the Adam Graves comp is good.
I feel like that's a good one.
But the problem with really any, it's why the Daniel Murphy comp really is the best one we've heard so far. It's because Josh Hart has become the second best player on this team for the majority of the playoffs, and Daniel Murphy turned into Barry Bonds for seven games during the first two rounds of those.
Up until the World Series.
But like for the portion of the playoffs that Daniel Murphy and Josh Hart have gotten to at this point,
yep,
their output is comparable. What I'm looking up right now to raise comparison of Lenny Dykstra, because he was probably the seventh most important player on that team in 1986. And
Who was their second best pitcher after Doc?
So Ojeda won 18 games that year. He led the team with wins and had a decent ERA and pitched against the Astros in game two, a legendary complete game that got him back in the series. But like that's the thing. The team was built on pitching. So Ronnie Darling pitched well.
Ronnie Darling, that's a name I didn't say.
That season. Sid Fernandez pitched well. And then they had these two, like nowadays, your closer goes one inning. The Knicks had McDowell and Orozco going 4 and 5 innings, like just like, oh, you're leaving the game. Orozco. We'll take over from here, you know. But
so he wasn't quite as high on the depth chart as
what. But what I want to look up to Ray's point is like, did he have like an outstanding playoff, and I'm not remembering it. All right, well, he had an 892 OPS. That's not bad.
Okay. I'm sure Busy's loving the baseball talk.
It's not. That's the problem with the comp is like what Josh Hart is doing is so like it would be like if Dykstra pitched and hit like Josh Hart's literally not leaving basketball games and like performing at a high level, and it seems to be getting better as the game is going on, while TJ McConnell, if you ask Pacers fans and writers and reporters, like runs out of steam and can only give them 24 minutes despite looking somewhat unstoppable. I don't hate the comp though, Ray. I don't hate the comp. Nails is a good comp.
It's a lot of role players. They're role players in part because they can only play so many minutes. It's part of what being a star is. Thanks, Ray. I appreciate that. That was a good little walk down memory lane there. Mike C, what's going on, Mike? Sat in my same seat at MSG where I saw Game 5's collapse last round and thought, damn, we can't catch a break. Q Brunson coming back out at halftime and the Garden chanting MVP. Damn, I love this guy. That's so cool. That's so cool that you got to see that in person. I can't even imagine what it must have been like to be there. Can't even imagine. Incredible stuff. Glad. I hope you were chanting with everybody. Thanks, Mike. And then here's another one from Makai. What's going on? Speaking of ending at some point, do you think players watching from Cancun want to play with a player like Brunson? The narrative of the Pacers during the season is everybody wants to play with Hallie. You're bringing up some great stuff. I think there will be an arms race to come play on this team. That's my prediction. And it's not going to be for everybody. Look, I've talked about it already. The Tibbs stuff, that's very real. Like, there are just a lot of players who were like, fuck this. I'm getting paid a lot of money. I want to enjoy those. I want to reap those rewards without putting myself through hell. You know, it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody, but there are players out there who are watching what is going on here, and they are watching what Jalen Brunson is doing, and they're saying, oh, shit. Now, I see what's going on. And by the way, they're watching this. They may not be watching me right now talk about your comment, but they're watching all of this, and they are saying, holy Jesus, Lord. Josh Hart was a 30th pick in the draft. He's a nice player. Nice player. He's a god. He's a god in New York. He's never going to pay for another meal in Manhattan for as long as he lives. He's never going to pay for another drink. Like, what happens if I go there and I'm one of the best players on a team that wins a championship? I know I don't have to do it by myself because I know there's another guy there. You have to think there's some folks that are looking. So, yeah. Kevin Danishevsky with another one. Thank you, Kevin. Can we talk about how good OG was pre-injury? Yeah, we did. I tried to pay it the proper amount of homage. Kept him in the game. Best player of the first half. Easily the best player of the first half. And you made some big time plays in the third quarter too. Don't win the game without him. Boy, am I going to have a devil of a time with stars of the game tomorrow. Ooh, Nelly. Hartenstein's going to finish fifth. Dom Cappuccini. What's going on? I was waiting to hear from you, Dom. JB achieving legend status before our eyes. Why not win a ring with this point guard? They will at some point. I think they will. I believe they will. In my heart of hearts, I believe they will. I don't know if it's this year, but I believe they will. Thank you, Dom. And Dom with another one. Before JB's return, I was getting a little depressed at the half. You know, appropriate, man. Appropriate. We were doing the halftime Zoom. Again, shout out to all the Knicks Film School newsletter subscribers who come and do the Zoom with me every halftime. And it was right before your comment, or right before you had your hand raised, but right before you spoke, that we got the update that Jalen Brunson was on the court practicing free throws. Come on. Can't tell me that's not a little symbolic, something about that. I don't know. Anyway, the Pacers offense looked pretty sustainable to me. Then halftime came at the best time again. I mean, their defense really cleaned up. They gave up 71 points in the first half, and they gave up, I believe, 50 points in the second half. That's pretty good. It's pretty good defensive improvement. They did what they needed to do. Thank you, Dom. Alex, the season is over, John. At least we have our pick. Still the comment of the year. It's still the comment of the year. And some other good ones, but that's still the comment of the year. And it was made so genuinely, too. Alex with another one. It's hard to believe that Hart wasn't in the playoffs before last year. Great call. Dude is built for the pressure. Pressure situations. Can't believe people say he's overpaid. I think a little tongue in cheek there from Alex. No, but look, it's because it's, you know, we have a lot of really smart people that analyze this sport, and there was a lot of logical reasons to look at Josh Hart and be like, man, do we really want to be paying a $72 million extension to a role player who can't shoot? I get it. I love Josh Hart, but I get it. I got it. Sometimes basketball doesn't exist in theory. Actually, it never exists in theory. It exists on the court. And Josh Hart just defies all logic. Thank you, Alex. Sam L. with another one. Obligatory F. Jaime Jaquez Jr. with a fork. With a fork? That sounds painful. That sounds very painful. But yes. Reggie Miller with a rusty piece of splintering wood. Mythic Monty, at this game, dejected at halftime and heard the crowd build to a roar when Brunson came out. Legit chills. This is what it means to have a top five MVP. Yeah, it's MVP night tonight. Career night. Career night for JB. And he didn't score 40. It was career night. Thanks, Mythic Monty. Sam Garcia's dad with another one. How dare you question Rick Carlisle's lineup choices? Brunson wasn't good enough for him. Well, you want to talk about an FU? We've shared some FUs tonight. All appropriate, by the way. Benched him 3 years ago. So Jalen Brunson is now 6 years into his NBA career. Halfway through that career, Rick Carlisle looked at him and said, nope, you're not good enough to help me win this basketball series against the Clippers in the first round in 2021. And that motivated Brunson even more than he was already to make it so that never again would a coach be able to look at him and say, no, this guy's not good enough to help me win a basketball game tonight. And he did what he needed to do to improve. He did what he needed to do. I think that was the beginning. That was the beginning of the revolution of his 3-point shot, which now is at a point where it's funny. I was thinking about before the game tonight, I was like, man, Brunson really hasn't gotten going from three. And sure enough, tonight he pulls out a 3-6 from deep. All tough looks, or mostly tough looks. Thanks, Sam. Ray, excuse me. Confusing you with your son. Dom Cappuccini with another one. I hope OG is back sooner rather than later. This team, I will not doubt them. They just need two more with or without OG. Just go get them. I think we're all at that point, Dom, where it's just like figure out a way to get two more. And then you get to Boston and whatever happens, you know. And look, they're not going to think about it that way. If they get two more and they get to Boston or Cleveland, I suppose. Well, they got to Cleveland. That's a whole different story. I don't even know what will have had to have happened for Cleveland to win that series. Let's assume it's Boston. They're going to get to Boston and they're not for a second going to look at that and be like, well, we did it. Mission accomplished. They're going to be like, okay. Four more games to the finals. Let's go. That's how they're going to look at it. We're not looking at it like that. Well, a few of us are. Robert Cross, hello. They're not going to look at it like that. Thank you, Dom. Dom with another one. Sorry, I'm spinning a dreidel. I know Indy is probably far from done, but nevertheless, I will be rooting so hard for a sweep than I could ever imagine. Why not now? Let's freaking go, Knicks. If they freaking sweep this team, I'm not going down that road, Dom. I'm sorry. I can't go down that road right now. I just want two more games. I don't care if it takes them seven. I want two more games. Give me two more wins. Whatever it takes.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up, Knicks fans? You know, the other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download foreplay, F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup.
Other Alex, this team deserves all of the roses. I'll wait till the offseason to debate issues like what to do with the backup point guard spot and whether MSG should retrofit an ER. They should have, you know what they should have? We've been doing a lot of baseball crosstalk tonight. They should have the cart, you know, that comes out when a player gets injured. They should have that in MSG, ready to take a player back to the ambulance that's waiting, and the ambulance takes them to the ER.
Ain't that football?
Baseball has a little cart, doesn't it?
The bullpen cart? Oh, that cart. I thought you were literally talking about a medical cart, though. Only like two teams used the bullpen cart, and they brought it back last year.
Oh, I thought more teams. Yeah. Okay.
It used to be Philly. That was the famous one that the vet had it, because the fanatic used to drive you to the mound. But
I just think about Major League, and he drives the bullpen cart to Rene Russo's house to have intercourse with her.
That is what happens in that movie. Yes. Thank you, Other Alex.
Sorry if I spoiled that for anybody who doesn't see Major League. Other Alex, reminding all Sixers fans who think adding Paul George is winning the offseason that we'll find a way to get TJ McConnell or Nikhil Alexander Walker, and they'll be more impactful. TJ McConnell, what's his contract situation? Jesus.
Is one more year.
Yeah. He has one more year at $9.3 million. One of the best bargains in the NBA. Credit to that dude. He's not young. Oh, he's 32 years old. Man, he's older than I would have thought. That's tough. He's never going to get a huge payday probably because of that. That's rough. Brian Less, what's going on, Brian? Appalled that J-Max cab driver started that chant. It's not my cab driver. It's a cab driver that watches the show. He's appalled at the language tonight. That's the problem. Thank you, Brian. El Coriano 11. What's going on, El Coriano 11? Is this season the biggest emotional roller coaster in terms of highs, playoffs, and lows pre-OG trade during your fandom? Very special season. No. No, it is not. I've said this before. I'll say it again. Last season was the biggest emotional roller coaster I've ever had. Because last season started off with a lot of promise. We had gotten Jalen Brunson, feel like we corrected the wrongs of the previous year with the Kemba and the Fournier of it all. And it wasn't horrible out of the gate. Like, they were above 500, they were above 500, they were above 500, but there were no quality wins and there were some god-awful losses. And then it cratered with the Dallas game. I don't know that I've ever felt as low when the team was like supposed to be good. I don't know that I've ever felt as low as I did after that game in Dallas, where I was like, holy shit, it's broken. And then they won 8 in a row. And then if they won 8 in a row, I'm pretty sure they lost like
five in a row or four in a row because Brunson was hurt a little bit. And like then you had the second Dallas game, but preceded by the Bulls game where they lost in the final seconds. And then there were some really low lows there, even after they had righted the ship. And then they started playing better, and then it was mostly good. And then you got the Josh Hart trade. And then whoop, off you went. So this season, to me, this season, the first 2.5 months pre-OG trade was kind of like a big, like, you know, it was like a brief, like, we beat a good team moment that we all had. They did start 2-4. Don't forget that. December was a, they were the worst defense in the league. That wasn't fun, but they like kept eking out wins. And then the OG trade happened, and then the Randall injury and the whole thing. But like, I've never been down. Like I won't speak for anybody else. Me, I was like, man, that's really unfortunate. But that's all it ever was. I was like, that's unfortunate. That sucks. That's annoying. That's not annoying. It was more than annoying. It was unfortunate. That's the only word. But I was never like upset, because it was like, all right, shit happens. It's out of your control. It sucks. You move on. How do we move on? And every time we ask that question, how do we move on? They answered the bell tenfold. And that's why I don't know that I would define this particular season as an emotional roller coaster for me. Others, it probably was more of one, but for me, last season was more of, if the definition of roller coaster is like ups and downs and ups and downs, that was more last season for me. Thanks, El Coriano. Walt Clyde Fraser. That's creative. I like that. Apologies for the sleep deprivation. No, man. No apologies needed whatsoever. We love doing this. This is what we do. After the Sixers series, feels like the Knicks are energized going against the Pacers defense. MSG crowd feeds into it too. I think the crowd was huge in this game. I think the crowd, especially after halftime, was huge in this game. I think just seeing this defense after the Philly defense, because Philly's defense is legit. This defense that they're going up against right now is not legit. And they have them flustered. Everybody's playing with, that's the thing. Now it's not just about stopping Brunson, because now DiVincenzo has confidence, and Hart has confidence, and Hartenstein has confidence, and OG had confidence, and now we'll see where he is. You know, you got to get a couple more guys in the running here. But they'll get there. They'll get there. Believe in Precious. Believe in Deuce. Believe in Sims. Zach with another one. Said it in LA. JB's the closer. Includes this season. Yeah, man. He's as good a closer as there is in the league. It's really cool stuff. I am AK legend. Still can't believe what I just saw. This fucking team. # Got the t-shirt here. Why not now? Well, I don't know why not now. Not after tonight. All logic ceased to exist. Up is down. Down is up. Cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria. Beyond reason. Beyond comprehension, and frankly, beyond the emotional capacity that I thought I had as a sports fan. It's like a wave pool that's going over the wall. And our minds, our brains, our hearts, our souls, or whatever, are only trained to handle so much as fans of a team. And this is just it's going over and over and over and over, and we're drowning in this. And it's the best type of drowning, and you don't want to be rescued, and you just want to live in it day after day after day. This team makes you not want to end this journey with them. You don't want to end it. I don't want to end it. I never want this to end. I hope everybody's enjoying it. I hope thank you everybody for the generosity tonight, obviously, but more than the generosity, thank you everybody for everybody here, everybody and every Knicks fan worth their salt. They knew the assignment tonight, whether they were in the arena or whether they're watching halfway across the world. This was about giving complete and total praise to a team that has given us so much and just saying thank you. And I can't believe what you're doing. That's all this is about. So on that note, I cannot thank you enough for watching tonight. If you're watching the replay, if you're listening on the pod, thank you for that too. You could also show your generosity by liking the video, subscribing to the channel, obviously giving a 5-star review, or if you feel so inclined, take a few minutes, review the podcast, leave some kind words. All that stuff really helps us out. It helps us continue to grow and be what we hope to be for Knicks fans, again, all over the world. It's the best fan community in the sport. I'll end here. Last thing I'll say, there are so many great Knicks fans out there. And I'm lucky enough in my position where so many people reach out to me and talk to me about what Knicks Film School has meant to them. And and through those conversations, I hear about so many people whose lives have been intimately affected by this team. Relationships with fathers and sons and brothers, and sports are the tie. It's the tie that binds. And this team is giving us something that we are sharing it with those of us who are closest to us. And it gives us something we'll be able to bond over for the rest of the time that we watch this team. And I think a lot of that came out tonight where people were just like, man, we always get to take this with us. And the fact that we all get to share this together and I get to share it with everybody what is the best community in sports is just, I feel very privileged to be part of that. And I hope everybody else enjoys it as well. So thank you, everybody. Appreciate everybody watching. And we will be back with more fun and games before you know it. Peace out.